Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington.
Atlanta City Council passed new rules for electric dockless scooters this evening. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Bird, Lime, Uber, and Lyft all operate hundreds of electric dockless scooters in Atlanta without a permit. With the new regulations, they'll have to get an annual permit that costs $12,000 to operate 500 scooters. Right now, scooters are located using an app on a smartphone and unlocked by scanning a code on the device. You enter your credit card information to pay for it. Moving forward, companies will need to come up with a cash option. There is also a speed limit of 15 miles per hour, and they cannot be used on sidewalks, only in bike lanes, the road, or other paths. And yes, now you can legally ride scooters on the Beltline. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom still needs to sign off on the changes. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia Tech President Bud Peterson is stepping down. Peterson says in a statement he'll retire this summer. He served as Tech's president since 2009. Under Peterson's leadership, the university has seen an increase in enrollment, several new buildings on campus, and the creation of a corporate innovation partnership. Peterson also oversaw the firing of six Georgia Tech executives found abusing their positions for personal gain. Bud Peterson is one of the highest paid college presidents in the nation with an annual salary of over $1 million. The Georgia Board of Regents will conduct a national search for his successor. After months of stalled talks, the Atlanta Public Schools Board of Education now supports a plan to redevelop the Gulch. APS approved new terms unanimously today. APS will allow the sale of bonds to help finance the $5 billion project. The district will also give up property tax revenue from the West Side Tax Allocation District until 2038. In return, APS would receive $15 million from the city over the next 4 years. The city council approved the multi-billion dollar project last fall. That led APS representatives to file a legal complaint because the school system was not a partner in the deal. City Council also approved that deal today.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.